Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي بلغ العلا بكماله كشفت دجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله. Start your day with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, Thumma Alhamdulillah, we begin this program in the name of the most merciful, most forgiving, most compassionate, most loving Allah, all seeing Allah, all hearing Allah, all knowing Allah, the Rabb, the creator of this universe, the cherisher and nourisher of this universe, our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abundance of peace and salutations be upon the cause and cream of creation, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Welcome to this program called The Early Echo. Marhaba ahlan wa sahlan to the viewers and listeners of Madani Channel and the social media. Once again, we are back through the karam and mercy and fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In today's episode, we will of course begin by reciting Darud-e Pak, and the topic of discussion will be the evil consequences of speaking lies. So, the evils of lies, the harms and effects of speaking lies, and of course the opposite of lies is to be truthful, and we shall be discussing some blessings of being truthful. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, let us recite abundance of Darud-e Pak and Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, the one who recites excessive and abundance of Darud upon me, I will intercede for him on the day of judgment. I will make his shafa'at on the day of judgment. In one hadith, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I will give him a mouthful of water from my pond of Kawthar. Allahu Akbar. In one hadith, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, I will make him cross the bridge of Sirat with easiness if he recites abundance of Durood upon me. In another narration, it has been mentioned that when you cross the bridge of Sirat, the Durood and Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which you recite, will become noor and light for you to look and watch and cross the bridge of Sirat without any difficulty. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers on this Madani Channel, all these blessings are for the one who has connection and devotion with the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Let us make this dua together.
Baroze hashr meri ummeed ki to laaj rakh lena, baroze hashr meri ummeed ki to laaj rakh lena. Tumhara رسول اللہ تمہارا ہوں تمہارا ہوں تمہارا یا یا رسول اللہ تمہارا ہوں تمہارا ہوں تمہارا یا رسول اللہ.
آمین ثم آمین اللہم آمین. If you and if I and we all surely and in reality become the true servants and devotions and lovers of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then we have or we can have this hope from the mercy and from the karam of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that on the day of judgment he will intercede on our behalf, he will intercede for us, and subhanallah, through his sadqa we will enter Jannah through the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya nabiyallah. Alhamdulillah, this is always part of the routine that we are boosted and energized, and actually the blessings of Darood-e Pak electrifies the Aashiqani Rasool sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Since we listen to them and we make a firm intention ki aaj ka jo hamara target hoga, hum usse pura karne ki koshish karenge. Ab waqt aa chuka hai ki hum aur hamare nazireen mil karke on a spiritual basis we would go to Madinatul Munawwara. Iske liye hum Naat-e Pak bhi sunenge inshallah azza wa jal. So let us listen to a beautiful Naat-e Pak which will energize us once more and also spiritually take us to Madinatul Munawwara. Aur sarkar jab karam farmayenge to physically too we will be in the holy city of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We will be back after this Naat-e Pak. Please stay tuned to Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
رسول الله رسول الله يا رسول الله يا حبيب الله يا رسول الله يا حبيب الله يا رسول الله
گوبی شمار جرم ہو گوبی عدد گناہ.
الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله ما شاء الله سبحان الله. I'm hopeful that you may have said this as well, for we have been listening to such an amazing and beautiful kalam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. And what makes the day even more pleasant is that as you open your eyes and you switch on your TV, and here you go with this Naati Pak, subhanallah, that from your bed as you are, or from your couch, wherever you are sitting, alhamdulillah, maybe you were awake from before, and early in the morning when you listen to these naats, it really revives you from the inside, and it makes a person humble, and he then starts to miss Madinatul Munawwara. He thinks of his sins and he begins to contemplate over the hereafter. All of this is through the virtues and barakat and blessings of being a true devotee of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you become, when this increases in the heart, a person becomes soft and he then starts to miss Madinatul Munawwara. He starts to miss the things which had connection to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he begins to follow the sunnahs of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. Let us always increase our faith and iman and make dua to Allah azza wa jal that he may grant us istiqamat and steadfastness upon the deen, inshallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Tafsir-e-Kabir. In the commentary of Tafsir-e-Kabir, it has been mentioned that a person came into the court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I want to accept Islam. I want to become a Muslim. Lekin mere andar na char buraiyan. I have four bad habits. And those four bad habits are extremely bad. But the condition is that I can and I wish and I do want to accept Islam, providing that from amongst those four bad habits which I do possess, I can only abandon one wish or one bad habit rather. And if you grant me permission, I would love to become a Muslim. But to give up all four at once will be very difficult. Number one is that I consume alcohol. Number two is that I am an adulterer. Number three is that I am a thief as well. And number four, I speak lots of lies. I jhoota bhi hoon. Allahu Akbar. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, well, okay, if these are the options that you have left me with, that you would only leave one bad habit from amongst those four, or the remaining three, then you should rather abandon speaking lies. Leave speaking lies. Always be truthful and honest in all your affairs. So this person was happy and he says, yes, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will practice this what you have told me, but I cannot promise you that I cannot leave the other three. In other words, he made a promise not to speak lies, but he never said he will abandon alcohol and stop committing adultery. And number three, since he was a thief, he would stop stealing. Therefore, he left from the court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as he left, after some time, somebody offered him alcohol. And just before he could take a glass of wine and consume that, he contemplated and he reflected over the promise which he made to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, well, if I drink here, the Holy Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be aware of this, and this will actually be as I'm deceiving, because I had made a promise and I don't want to be a hypocrite. I made a promise not to speak lies. So therefore, if I do drink, and if I'm asked if I have ever consumed alcohol after that day, and if I lie, then I would break my promise. Therefore, he leaves the wine of alcohol one side. He leaves the glass of wine aside and he goes on. And then he receives another opportunity of committing adultery. And the moment he even thinks of doing anything, he then focuses upon the promise which he made. He remembers and he recalls it deep down in his heart, and he says, well, if I do commit this, and if I'm asked about this, if I do lie, it means I had broken my promise. So therefore, he never commit adultery as well. And then he had a chance to steal, and the very same thing happened. Whereas he was reminded, ki tumne sarkari do alam sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki bargah mein vaade kiye hain ki tum jhoot baat nahi kahoge. And now by breaking that promise, I will become a hypocrite. And I don't want that to happen. Therefore, he did not drink alcohol, nor did he commit adultery, and nor did he steal. Allahu Akbar. Rather, he had kept his promise, which he had made to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Baad mein, he comes in the court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after some time. And he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, indeed, you have taught me the correct and the right thing. For you have told me and ordered me not to speak a lie. And it is because of this one promise I made to you, I had abandoned drinking alcohol, I had abandoned committing adultery as well as stealing, because of speaking one thing, because of making one wada and one promise to you that I would not lie. Therefore, Ya Rasulullah, I now with a sincere heart, with sincerity, I ask and seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all my sins. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had then given him Mubarak Badi, Alhamdulillah, and his sins have been forgiven. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, subhanallah, lying is such an evil habit which is hated in every single religion in the world. There is no madhab, there is no religion that actually emphasizes on lying, meaning encourage lying. No, every religion, every sect, every group discourages this in society. It is never encouraged. It is something which is disliked. Our Deen Islam has laid a lot of emphasis to refrain from deceiving, to refrain from stealing, to refrain especially from lying. And therefore, Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Holy Quran has mentioned, وَاجْتَنِبُوا قَوْلَ الزُّورِ, and avoid false speech. And avoid false speech. Speak the right word. Do not speak lies. In another verse of the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla says,
إِنَّمَا يَفْتَرِ الْكَذِبَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْكَاذِبُونَ.
Only those who do not believe in the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attribute lies and fabrication, and they themselves are liars. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of the Subhadini channel, regarding this verse, Sadrul Afadil, Allama Mawlana Mufti Sayyid Muhammad Na'imuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi al-Hadi has mentioned, he says that lying and blaming are the jobs of dishonest people. Furthermore, in different tafasir, Imam Fakhruddin Muhammad bin Umar Razi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he has written and stated regarding this verse, Allahu Akbar, that it is such a bad act that firstly, this is the quality of those who do not believe in the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their faith is already destroyed. And the sign of this is that they would speak lies, they would make false speech. They would always make up things. They would always lie and deceive people. So the one who lies a lot, you should know that he does not believe in the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from being such people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his rahmah and his mercy upon us. Because this is a strict warning in the Holy Quran in regards to loving Allah Azza wa Jal. The quality of loving Him and not loving Him. And not loving Him means not believing in the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, means how dishonest a person is. And they are the liars. Those are the people who speak lies. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the tricks of shaitan and from our carnal desires. And let us understand this topic also from different ahadith, inshallah. We will have some lengthy discussions and we will open the floors for discussion, inshallah, and give some real-time examples as to what's happening in our current society. But right now, as we have heard these two verses, let us listen to the ahadith of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as well. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, speaking the truth is a virtue, and virtue leads to Jannah. And lie is a sin, And of course, lying leads to hell. Allahu Akbar. So the outcome is very clear and open. There's nothing hidden here. That speaking the truth is a virtue. It is a good deed. And this good deed, this good amal and action of yours of speaking the truth would lead you to only Jannah. It is a straight path that leads you to Jannah, to paradise. And since speaking lies is a bad deed, and therefore that would lead you to Jahannam. This hadith itself is sufficient in terms of motivation, that before we speak any lie, focus just for a moment that this one lie of mine would divert me and remove me from the path to Jannah, to the path of Jahannam, to the path upon whom Allah Azza wa Jal had showed His ghazab. Allah Azza wa Jal has showed His wrath upon certain people who have spoken lies, and I do not want to be amongst those who are known as liars, who are marked and satisfied and sanctioned as liars in the Holy Quran Pak. I do not want to be a hypocrite. Remind yourself of the importance of speaking the truth. Furthermore, in another narration, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, undoubtedly, truthfulness leads to righteousness, and righteousness leads to Jannah. And undoubtedly, the person who continues speaking the truth until he becomes a truthful person. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. It leads to the next and the next and the next, and thereafter the end result is that finally, because of speaking the truth over and again, he becomes a truthful person on his way to Jannah. And falsehood leads to sin, and sin leads to hell. And a man may continue speaking lies upon lies until it is recorded as kazzab, great liar, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will be recorded that this person is a liar. Allahu Akbar. A person came to the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and humbly said, O Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is that action which leads to hell? The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam told this questioner that when a bondman speaks a lie, he commits a sin. When he commits a sin, he shows ingratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. And when he shows ingratitude, he enters hell. So look at the links. When a bondman speaks a lie, it starts from a lie, from a little thing which we regard as a lie. He commits a sin thereafter. And when he commits a sin, he shows ingratitude. And when he shows ingratitude, then he enters the hell. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of the channel, let us inshallah Azza wa Jal make sincere tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the amount of covering we have done thus far. Many of us speak lies over and again, and many of us speak lies, and it became so habitual that we cannot do without making up a story. We cannot do without speaking a lie over little nitty-gritty issues. We got to speak a lie. We just don't want people to know the truth about us. We lie in our businesses. We lie with our stock. We lie when we're earning an income. We lie to our parents, to our teachers, to our family members, to our children. Allahu Akbar. We lie in various ways. Kaash we understand the importance of not lying. Why should we be truthful? What is the consequences? So therefore, in this program, in the early echo, inshallah azza wa jal, we are echoing the sunnahs and the teachings and the orders of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That will motivate us in this regard, that if I had been a person who always speaks lies, today, right now, in fact, at this moment, repent wholeheartedly, with sincerity. Your Rabb is such a azeem that there is no sin which is too difficult for Him to forgive, providing that you seek forgiveness with sincerity. Sincerity. Allahu Akbar. In another narration, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stated, in my dream, a person came to me and requested, accompany me. When a person came, according to some narration, it was an angel. And this angel then accompanied the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, this person had taken me to a place where I saw one was standing and the other was sitting. And the one who is sitting is being tormented, whilst the one who is standing has a hook in his hand. And he pushes this hook into the right jaw of the person that reaches the back of his throat. And he pulls it towards the top. In other words, upwards. He pulls the hook towards the top. And then he shoves the other hook on the left side of the bottom jaws. One hook on the top, one at the bottom. And that is going beneath his tongue, coming out from his jaws at the bottom. And then he's dragged in this way. By the time the hook is taken out from the upper jaw and then shoved into the bottom one, and he's being pulled and dragged around, then the first portion of his jaw is restored to its origin. And when the angel removes the hook from the bottom jaw and then pushes it back into the top jaw, then the bottom one is repaired and it is restored. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, I have seen this scene continuously, meaning it is happening and happening and happening over and again. He is being punished and then he is back to normal. He is being punished and then his body is reformed. There is no blood, there is nothing. And every time the hook is shoved into his throat or into his mouth, he feels the pain and he screams. The Holy Prophet ﷺ was informed that, Ya Rasulullah ﷺ, this what you are seeing are the people who speak lots of lies. Lots of lies. Allahu Akbar. This is the punishment for those who cannot do without lying. So, this means that every chance we have to speak the truth. Yes, it could put you into some type of difficulty at times. It could put you into some type of hardship. Like in such kadaman na chode. Don't leave being truthful, because the Quran speaks about being truthful, about joining those who are pious. Your cycle of friends that you associate with. From all angles and all aspects, dear viewers on the Sabadini channel. Hum jhooto ka saath kyun dete hain? Why have we become such that even in our communities we support liars? We like to be friends with those who speak lies. And even if we are not like them, then why can't we encourage them to become good and stop speaking lies? Lies is something which should be condemned in our society. It should be hated. But unfortunately, leave alone adults, even hamare bachche bhi aajkal, hum unko sikha rahe hote ki bachcha jhoot is tarah se bolte hain. We lie in front of them. What we do? Oh my son, come here. I've got something to give you. I've got a sweet to give you. I will buy you a toy. I promise you I will buy you a rocket this time. I'll buy you an aeroplane. Come to me. Or come with me. Or do this for me. Then I promise you I will do that. And the actual, and that moment you say this to the child, really speaking, you and I know we don't even have that motive to do that. If this is how we do things. The intention was not there to buy him an airplane. Or to buy him new shoes. Or to buy him a toy that he likes. Or to go to a place which he likes to go to, just to win him for that moment or to win her. We lie to children. Such children, when they grow big, they learn how to lie. I learnt it from my parents, who would tell me the boogeyman will come and catch you if you speak a lie. Who would always tell me the boogeyman is watching you from the window. And this person, as he grows, this child grows, then he realizes there was no boogeyman. There was no boogeyman that existed. They would just scare me. Okay, this is how you cheat. This is how you lie. It has been mentioned about a great personality, Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, that he went to seek hadith from a person. He traveled so far, so many days it taken him to reach that place, to learn a hadith directly from a person who have heard it from another great person, or whatever the hadith was, he went to seek and learn and report that hadith from this person. So, as he reached there, he saw this person that was feeding his horse, but his horse was not by him. His horse was far away and he was trying to get the attention of the horse. So he was making as if he had something in his hand and under his sleeves or inside his clothes. And he was like calling the horse towards him. So our Imam then asked him, after making salam to him, that what are you doing? He said, I'm calling my horse. But he doesn't want to come. He refused to come close to me. And then he says, well, do you even have something in reality to give the horse? He says, no, I don't have something in reality, but by this action, the horse will think I'm giving it something, so therefore it will come to me. I'm deceiving the horse to bring it closer to me. Our Imam then mentioned, if you can deceive the horse by lying that you have something to feed it, then why can't you change the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ? How honest and true would you be with the hadith of the Holy Prophet ﷺ? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of the Madani channel, he refused to take that narration from that person, since if he could deceive a horse, he could even deceive a human being. It is impossible that these things can't happen in real life. Let us listen to a video, inshallah, azawajal, that we will watch now. And it's a very good video, inshallah, azawajal. It is in regards to Madrasatul Madina online. Since, alhamdulillah, in this lockdown, various madaris and various classes have been conducted via our online classes throughout the world. Alhamdulillah, only in Durban, in South Africa, we had several classes over, say, about 7 to 8 different classes and different subjects. Alhamdulillah, our brothers were learning how to recite the Holy Quran, Madani Qaida Dars, Tarbiyat course Dars, mashallah, that was happening for reforming the Ummah. Alhamdulillah, we had Q&A sessions as well with our seniors of the organization. So, alhamdulillah, these online classes have been conducted for our betterment. So, let us have a look at the works of this department, subhanallah, and thereafter we shall continue with our program. Kindly stay tuned to Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
In our life, we set many goals and then work hard to achieve them. We educate ourselves to a high standard so that we can lead a happy and comfortable life. In doing so, many of us forget about the education that really matters. The education that secures our future both in this dunya and the world hereafter. That education is about having the necessary Islamic knowledge about our worship, about our manners and conduct, about our job or business, and every other walk of our life. Dawat Islami offers you a truly amazing opportunity to acquire that essential knowledge from the comfort of your own home and in the time slot that suits you the best, be it in the morning or at night, for half an hour or more. Yes, Madrasatul Madina Online offers this truly amazing service to educate the Muslim Ummah in their daily matters. There are a number of different courses ranging from the Holy Quran, both reading and memorization, Thursday Nizami, Islamic scholar course, commentary of the Holy Quran, knowledge of Hadith, new Muslim course, pillars of Islam course, including Salah, fasting, Hajj, Zakat, and many more interesting courses. In total, Madrasatul Madina Online offers 32 courses at present. If you have not yet enrolled, then call us on 0092-313-9292-992 or visit our website www.quranteacher.net for further information.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya Nabi Allah. MashaAllah, I'm sure you have enjoyed that little information that you had just seen right now. Alhamdulillah, this is the online classes that's happening, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, by the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worldwide. And so many graduates have completed their courses via this online course, alhamdulillah, and they have got their degrees and certificates, subhanallah, and they are even doing Islamic work. They involve and assisting people. So therefore, dear viewers in this Madani channel, take full advantage of it, because it's that you do not need to go and learn from someone. Rather, the river has come to you for you to quench your thirst. All you got to do is open the door and drink the water. And this has become so much more easier for us, alhamdulillah, to seek knowledge, to seek ilm adeen and increase the virtues in your life, inshallah azawajal. So hum jo is waqt seekh rahe the aur samajh rahe the, it was in relation to speaking lies, jhoot bolna, ye sab buri baatein hain, buri aadatein hain. And we were speaking about the lives of our pious predecessors. Ek se ek aise Allah azawajal ke bande guzre hain, dear viewers and the Madani channel, that if we keep on giving them misal and we would remind ourselves as to how strict and honest they were. Alhamdulillah, that waqi'a and that story which we just learnt now before watching this video. Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, pious personality, subhanallah, regarding his taqwa, piety, his ibadat, and his sincerity, and his passion in accumulating the word and the ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It's for this reason he became famous by the name of Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, and his compilation of ahadith is also after his name Bukhari, since he was from Bukhara Sharif, subhanallah. And furthermore, it is mentioned that before writing any hadith, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would perform ablution, perform ghusl. He would purify his entire body, he would change his clothes, he would read 2 rak'at salah, and thereafter he would note and write down the hadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam after putting fragrance on his blessed body. So much of adab and respect to the words of Rasulullah. And this is how he had accumulated authentic ahadith, subhanallah. And today the world is benefiting from his compilation of ahadith known as Sahih al-Bukhari, subhanallah. This is how they had traveled miles and kilometers to find the right word. But when they found that they are being deceived by a person, immediately they step back. No, if you could lie to this horse, then definitely there could be some changes in the hadith as well. This is how strict and honest they were. On the other hand, hame dekhle, we call children by giving them sweets and there's nothing. In fact, there's a hadith ke Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he went to a house of someone, and this person, this mother, she was calling her son by saying, "Aao bachche, aao." She was calling her son. So Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked her that, "Do you even have something in your hand to give?" She said, "Ji haan, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I have khajur in my hand. Mere haathon mein khajur hai, khajuri to de rahi thi main taki ye qareeb aa jaye." Sarkar do alam sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned that if you never had anything in your hand, you would have been recorded as a liar. Allahu Akbar. Your name would have been on the list of those who speak lies. Ab aap khud hi soch le, agar hum khud apna account check karna shuru kar dein, self accountability, subah se leke sham tak, sham se leke subah tak, back to the morning, day and night, how many times do we speak lies? We're cheating ourselves, we're fooling ourselves, we're fooling others about our time, about our work, to our parents, to those that we chat to those that we are talking to those that we are working with. And we are lying and lying and lying and lying to this extent that now sometimes every second word is a lie. They are such children in such little age. Everything they say is a lie. They cannot stay without lying. Such people should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly. We should repent abundantly in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we should not be amongst those who are known as kazzab in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Erase your name from the dictionary. Get it erased by shedding some tears in the court of Allah. And get your name engraved on the registers of those who will go into Jannat and those who are known as sadiq, the truthful people. Always remember this. Whatever you do in this dunya, it would return back to you. And if it is a righteous action, it would have a good outcome. And if the action isn't right, you have planted the wrong thing, then the reaction of that too will be very severe. So let us look at the reaction that if a person does not face the evil consequences in this world, he will be seized in the grave and in the hereafter. Let us listen to some narrations. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned, when a person speaks a lie, the angels move a mile away from his foul smell that would emanate from his mouth. Jo badbu paida hoti hai, even the angels would move a mile away from that person who speaks lies. Allahu Akbar. We cannot see the angels, and these are the angels of Rahmat, the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By them being with you is a source of mercy. And imagine if they move away from you and you accompanied with shayateen. Why would they move away? Because foul smell comes out of the mouth due to which they move a mile away. Furthermore, telling a lie is the greatest treachery. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that lying is the opposite to Iman. Lying is opposite to Iman. Allahu Akbar. By lying, we're actually risking our Iman. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, destruction is for the one who speaks lies to make people laugh. A person wants to crack a joke. He wants to make his friend laugh. So he would make up a story. He would make up a story instantly, you know, on the spot. Kuch na kuch soch samajh karke jhoot bolna hai. Bas hasana maqsad hai, as the comedians do these days. Hazaro ka majma hai, hazaro baith ke kah kaha laga rahe hain. Allahu Akbar. The laugh is from shaitan, the actions is of shaitan. And all of that actions is only going to lead a person to Jahannam. For those who are Muslims and they choose this profession, we should make sincere tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am using this platform in calling people toward righteousness and forbidding them from evil. Amrun bil ma'roof wa nahyun anil munkar is our mission, it is our maqsad. And this is the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The speciality of this ummah is that they would call people towards righteousness. And this is a responsibility which is not only assigned to the scholars of this deen, but every Muslim's responsibility is to continue to spread the sunnahs and the teachings of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is to call people towards righteousness with wisdom, with hikmah, and to forbid people from committing this evil. And one of the greatest evils of this era and time is that people cannot stop speaking lies. We cannot stop speaking lies. Therefore, these narrations are there for our motivation. Let us learn furthermore, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever lies in order to make people laugh falls into hell at a distance more than the distance between the earth and the sky. He falls into the hell at a distance more than the distance between the sky and the earth. Our Prophet of Rahmah, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then says, a person's face turns dark due to lying. The nuraniyat and the glow and glitter of his face is gone. It would disappear. The face will be darkened because of speaking lies. It would not have that noor and the glimpse of noor, the brightness, that nuraniyat would disappear. Look at the side effects of speaking lies. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, saying a false thing is a major sin. Telling a lie is one of the signs of a hypocrite. Those who are hypocrites, one of the signs of them is that they speak lies. So now you assess yourself. Don't need anyone to come to your house to check you out from head to toe. No. Do a self-accountability. When I lied, how many times I lied? Where I'm going in the morning, when somebody asks me, my family members ask me, where are you going? I would not tell them that I'm going to my friend's house. I would lie and say, I'm going to the masjid. Somebody asks you, how many paras have you completed in the month of Ramadan? You are ashamed to tell him, I never start my Quran. He said, I finished the 10 siparas today, alhamdulillah. What a lie. Different types and forms of lies, which is pushing us into the pit of Jahannam. And we are falling deeper and deeper. And all that's happening right now is that we just begin to enjoy because we feel that this lie saved me. But what about the humiliation on the day of judgment? Qiyamat ke din kya hoga? Allahu Akbar. On the day of judgment, liars will be included amongst the most hated people in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just imagine. This hadith have been mentioned in Kanzul Ummal. That on the day of judgment, liars will be included amongst the most hated people in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your namaz, your roza, your hajj, your zakat, all of that done is one thing. But this quality is that which could have ruined every good that we have done. Allahu Akbar. Let us supplicate together.
Mujrim jahan bhar ka mahshay mein bhar rakhna ruswa zamana hoon حق دامن میں چھپا لینا مجرم ہوں جہاں بھر کا محشر میں بھر رکھنا رسوا زمانہ دامن میں چھپا لینا مقبول یہ عرض میری للہ ذرا کرنا جب وقت نزا آئے دیدار عطا کرنا جب وقت نزا آئے دیدار عطا کرنا.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. This was the disadvantages of speaking lies, and now the 10 advantages of speaking the truth. Maulana Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala says, whoever becomes habitual of speaking the truth, Allah Azza wa Jal makes that person pious. He becomes muttaqi. Allah Azza wa Jal will make him pious. Allahu Akbar. He will have taqwa and piety in his heart. And subhanallah, his heart will incline towards righteousness. Furthermore, he says, he will develop a habit of carrying out good deeds because of speaking the truth. Being honest, Allahu Akbar, is that blessing, that by the blessings of speaking the truth, he will remain pious and righteous until he dies. He will refrain from all evils. He who becomes truthful before Allah Azza wa Jal will have a safe end. And he, in other words, he will have a safe end in this world. When he comes to his last part of his life, he will have a good mouth. Perhaps he could be given the tawfiq to recite the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He remains safe from all sorts and kinds of torments in the qabr, in the world, and in the akhirah, if he remains truthful. He attains all kinds of rewards, and the people of the world recognize him due to his truthfulness and righteousness. And it is something so true, because people who speak the truth are always loved in the community, as people who speak lies are known for speaking lies and they are hated. Furthermore, he says he has reverence and honor in the hearts of people. People will start to like that person who speaks the truth. Dear viewers on the Madani channel, speaking the truth even takes you out of difficulties. It is a source of removing you out of difficulties. ہم یہ سوچتے ہیں کہ نہیں ہم جھوٹ کہیں گے تو ہی ہم نکل پائیں گے اس مصیبت سے. نہیں, سچ کہیں. Because it is only through such and only through the truth you can get your answer the other way around, and you can get the decision made in your favor as well. Think positive. It has been mentioned about Hajjaj bin Yusuf that one day he was getting a few prisoners killed. So as he was getting them killed, so one prisoner stood up and said, Your Majesty, I have a right over you. So Hajjaj bin Yusuf asked, what right do you have over me? I am the king. What favor have you done for me? He says, well, once some people were bad mouthing you. They were talking ill of you. But I stood and I defended you. So Hajjaj bin Yusuf said, well, what you have just said now, do you have any proof for that? He says, why not? He asked many people who were present there that, was there anyone that day witness to what I said? When I defended Hajjaj bin Yusuf, from those prisoners, one prisoner stood up and he said, yes, I am witness to this, that he did defend you. When people were speaking ill about you, he never allowed them to speak bad of you, and he corrected them. So Hajjaj bin Yusuf was so happy. Being extremely happy, he says, well, the return and the reward for this is that I would now free you. I would free you from this prison. And he was freed. And then another person stood up and he says, I also have a right over you. Allahu Akbar. Then he says, what happened? What is the right? When Hajjaj bin Yusuf ordered to set the prisoner free, then he asked the prisoner who became a witness, the one who is a witness, the one who bore witness to his testimony. He says, what stopped you from defending me? You could have also defended me as he defended me. Why didn't you defend me when I was being bad-mouthed? So he replied truthfully that I had never defended you because I had an old enmity in my heart against you. I had some enmity in my heart against you, and therefore I did not want to defend you. And this is the truth. Because of that enmity, I did not speak good about you too. Because he spoke the truth, Hajjaj bin Yusuf says, well, he defended me, I had freed him. And as far as you are concerned for speaking the truth, that you had enmity in your heart for me, because you spoke the truth today, for this reason I free you as well. Allahu Akbar. So, speaking the truth doesn't get you into problem. Rather, it assists you and helps you. Save our children, save our youth. Oh, parents out there, oh, siblings and brothers and sisters out there, whatever relationship you have, consider and realize and understand the fact ki hamare bachche is waqt badh rahe hain. Often our fathers would say when the phone would ring, it's a very old time example. Oh son, you're on the phone, tell the person I'm not available. Tell him I'm not at home. Somebody knocks on the door, and then you teach the son, son, I'm going to hide in the room, go and tell him that I'm not at home. And well, the son goes and he opens the door and he says, where's your dad? Well, my father said, he said I must tell you that he's going to hide in the room and he's not at home. Allahu Akbar, secrets are revealed. And these things happen so often, so frequently. So make sincere tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have come to the end of this program, and we make dua that Allah azza wa jal save us from these types of false statements that affect our children, affect our youth. And we should remember the hadith of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And finally, I mention this hadith, and thereafter we terminate, that Hazrat Sayyidun Abdullah bin Amir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrated, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had arrived at our home, and my mother said to me, come, I will give you something, come, I will give you something. Hearing this, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, what do you intend to give? Then she said, well, I intend to give some dates. And then the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, if you never intend to give anything, you have been counted amongst those who lie. So I just wanted to mention the narrator's name. It is Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Amir radiyallahu ta'ala who narrated this hadith. Subhanallah. That the Holy Prophet ﷺ had went to his house, then this happened to him. So repent from our sins. Apne guna dhul jaye. اپنی بری عادتیں دھل جائیں ہم نیک بن جائیں عاشق رسول بنے make this type of dua dear viewers and this Madini channel trust me you will receive abundance of barakah and blessings until next time we will be back with the very same episode called the early echo please continue watching Madini channel and support this channel and support all the departments of Dawat Islami wherever you are remember the missionary statement of Dawat Islami I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance.